We've been
oil slippery slope.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for tuning in as we continue with Fallout, our coverage of the global financial crisis. You may recall in July, we saw oil at a record high above $147 a barrel. Oil dropped below $70 a barrel yesterday. That's not sitting too well with members of OPEC. So now the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is calling an emergency meeting next week in Vienna to consider a production cut. We're joined now by Marketplace's European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, how worried is OPEC?
Quite a bit, I would say. According to one estimate, the cartel's revenues have fallen by $1 billion a day since oil prices peaked in July. And Deutsche Bank has produced some interesting figures indicating some of the individual problems. Iran and Venezuela need prices to be around $95 a barrel in order to balance their budgets. But also the Saudis, always eager not to upset the Americans, are apparently supporting a cut because they're worried that the oil price collapsing could hit their budget quite hard.
And of course, falling oil prices tied to falling demand. Does anyone have a sense of how deep this recession is or is going to be?
Well, they only have to look at the figures. Figures out recently indicate that U.S. demand for oil fell by 8% in the year to September. And clearly, demand for oil, certainly in the West, is falling quite significantly. And demand in emerging markets doesn't appear to be growing fast enough to take up the slack.
All right. Marketplace's European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Renita.
Wall Street is waiting to hear from President Bush this morning. The president's supposed to give some more details in about an hour about what the government's doing to help tackle the financial crisis. The Dow picked up 401 points yesterday, 4.6%. That was a day after the 733-point drop, which was the biggest loss since the crash of 87. Markets in Europe are all edging higher right now, and the Nikkei closed up more than 2%. Google is searching for ways to celebrate this weekend. The company delivered quite the earnings surprise last night. Profit was up 26% in the last quarter. Merrill Lynch, on the other hand, reported below expectations. In the next couple weeks, Wachovia and Washington Mutual report results. All of these banks have been acquired in the last month, so here's the question. If they're turning in terrible earnings, could those deals fall apart? Rachel Dornhelm reports.
You'd think if something you've agreed to buy drops in value, it would make you reconsider the purchase, or at least renegotiate. Jim Wilcox is a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. He says an acquiring bank like Bank of America might not see a large write-down at its troubled partner as an entirely bad thing.
By the time the combination actually takes place, the balance sheet of the acquired company, in this case, Merrill Lynch, would look relatively healthier than it would have if they hadn't done this house cleaning.
There's another reason these bank sales are still seen as relatively solid. James Barth at the Milken Institute says the Treasury Department's move to inject capital into banks will help those that are buying distressed institutions.
That puts them in a better position to do acquisitions and offset some of the negative earnings reports.
Barth says before banks commit to a purchase, they've done due diligence. It's unlikely one bad earnings report will change their mind. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
President Bush is meeting this weekend with a couple European leaders to plan a conference to figure out reforms for the world's financial system. One of Mr. Bush's guests will be French President Nicolas Sarkozy. So far, no French bank has gone under. None has required a government bailout. Some are even hoping to come out of this mess stronger than ever. John Lawrenson spells out the financial virtues of the frugal French.
Tonight, what with the financial crisis, it's pig's foot for dinner, not the seafood platter. But in France, people are used to living on a budget, partly because it's much more difficult than in the United States to spend money you don't have. Bruce Antolovich is an American who's been living in France for 7 years.
Most of the things that we call credit cards in France actually are debit cards, which debit directly from your account. And usually the negative balance that they allow you is much, much lower than the credit limit that you have with a typical credit card in the U.S. I would say at about $1,000.
Easily enough to afford the mountain bike Antolovich rides several times a week. He got seriously into cycling when his bank made him pass a medical to qualify for a mortgage. He had to take out life insurance too. Bernard Worms is general manager of France's Housing Information Board. He says guarantees like these, plus fixed-rate loans, go a long way to explaining why there hasn't been an increase in mortgage defaults in France, despite a bearish housing market.
We are not risk lovers. It's easy to get a mortgage if you have a full-time regular job, but if you have an irregular income, it will be difficult.
That conservative approach extends to the relationship between investment and retail banking. Christine Lagarde is France's finance minister. She says that caution is helping French banks weather the storm.
They generally operate on a business model which is 75% retail, 25% investment and market.
The waiter serving me my pig's foot will be the first to say all is not well with France's economy. 3,000 restaurants and cafes went out of business in the first 3 months of this year. Compared to the US, salaries are lower and more people are out of work. But in these panicky times, France's banking system looks a lot more trustworthy. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Enjoy the weekend. American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.